you have to do is check out what I'm saying. And that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist.
Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before, like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids, take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll!
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information? The latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on this show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it.
Pesky earth creatures.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Brianna Morello, filling in for Alex. Actually, Alex will be on later in the day, but for right now, I'm running the ship. We've got a great guest sitting with me right now in studio. A good friend of mine, Lila Hart, joining us right now. She's an incredible comedian. And also, she made a great film that we're going to talk about, too. It's American History of Voter Fraud. And, Lila, that was something that we weren't allowed to talk about years ago, but here we are now in 2026 talking about just that. Before we start that discussion, though, I wanted to get to this clip because it's on everyone's minds now. We want to stop election fraud. I never thought this was going to be the case. Well, everyone who's not a rhino, I should say. In clip 16, the White House actually spoke out yesterday about the SAVE Act and why they want to make this a top priority to push it through the Senate. Take a listen.
Well, as the president said in that Truth Social post, he's discussing and exploring legal options for a potential executive order with respect to voter ID. But this is something he's made very clear he wants Congress to get done. The Save America Act is a common sense piece of legislation that has now passed the House of Representatives to ensure that voter ID is a requirement in the United States of America. This is a common sense policy that nearly 90% of the country agrees with. You need an ID to go and purchase alcohol. You need an ID to go to the library and check out a book. And so the president thinks you should have an ID to vote in our nation's elections. And I know the vast majority of Americans agree with him on that. And he wants Congress to move and move quickly to get it done.
All right. Well, it's so crazy for me to say, but requiring voter ID, Lila, is something that most Americans do actually. So you have the polls, even Rasmussen reports polling both sides of this, both Democrats and Republicans. And it's every poll. It's north of 80% of Americans agree you should have to show voter ID. But for some reason, those sneaky little Democrats who no one ever knows how they continue to get elected are the ones who are pushing back on all of this. And it's not just them, too. We have some rhinos, too, in the Senate who are also refusing to get in line and require, at the federal level, voter ID. Your reaction to the White House's push of the Save America Act?
It's exactly what she said. It should be common sense that you have your ID to be able to vote. I mean, you use your ID in every other circumstance. And for those who are against it, it is very suspicious as to why you wouldn't want people to present their ID that they're an American citizen. And they should be showing that in order to be able to vote.
Yeah, and that's the crazy part in all of this, because we watched as Democrats flooded this country with millions and millions of illegal aliens. And as a result of all of that, most of us understood, like, okay, this is their future voter base. And that's why they strategically placed them throughout the Midwest and places, rural areas where you normally wouldn't see these illegal aliens kind of settling in. You'd see them in big cities, but you wouldn't really see them in farm country and places like that. So it was very concerning, but it was also strategic because this is obviously a takeover of our country, of our election system. And how do we weed Americans? How do we weed the voice of the American people out? Because even Democratic voters, I mean, they're waking up, they're flipping sides, they're not looking to support this party anymore. And it's very, very obvious of that. Democrats even see it. So now we are in a place, and you've made a film about this. It's actually available on band.video, folks at home. Again, it's called American History of Voter Fraud. You've made this film where you're highlighting just that.
And now it's being picked up in the mainstream. By the way, Fulton County also getting raided in regards to allegations of election fraud possibly there. Let's talk about the normalization now that we're able to have these. Obviously, I'm not delusional. I know that those on the left don't want us talking about it, and they do what they can. But we're able to have these conversations about election fraud now, and it's completely different from what happened in the past.
Well, thank God we're able to have these conversations now. But back in 2020, 2021, and most of 2022, you weren't allowed to talk about these things. And if you did post about it or make any reference to it, you would get banned, you would get silenced. So thank God for InfoWars and the fact that here we are able to speak our minds and talk about it. But yes, the film is called American History of Voter Fraud. I made it with myself and my husband, Eric Avenante, who is very passionate about this issue. For me especially, I woke up in 2020 when they did the push for the mail-in ballots. When I was living in Los Angeles, we actually got nine ballots sent to our house that I could have easily filled out and not been questioned. So imagine how many people all over the country that happened to.
Okay, so California is a hub for this right now. In fact, the DOJ, the Civil Rights Division, was suing. They just lost. I'm sure they're going to appeal it, though. They've been trying to get from blue and red states, too, folks. This is why I'm saying it's not just Democrats who are looking to carry this out. This is also Republicans as well. So the Civil Rights Division had to sue several states for their voter rolls because they want to see who's on the voter rolls. And California recently challenged it. There were three states, California being involved, and they actually so far have won that challenge. Now, I'm sure, again, it's going to be appealed and it's going to be a long legal battle, but they're one of the many states. Nick Shirley is actually on the ground in California, and he's been knocking on doors asking simple questions. And there was one clip, who he played it on my show, there's one clip of Nick Shirley talking to someone. I think it might have been, I know it was in California, but I think it might have been in LA. And he's outside of, like, I believe it was a UPS store, and there was multiple people registered at that UPS store to vote. But there's, like, P.O. boxes. It's not, like, actual people living at the UPS store. And this liberal comes by, and she's like, what are you guys talking about? And he's like, we're talking about how there's, like, multiple people registered to vote here. And she's like, I don't want to talk about the MAGA narrative. And, like, storms off. But, I mean, Lila, this is, like, this is common sense. We're dealing with a time right now where you have people, and it's California's the hub, I'll let you speak to it, where California has people registered to vote who are dead. I mean, people over 100 years old and people who don't even live inside of P.O. boxes.
I mean, this really shouldn't be a Democrat or a Republican issue. It should be an everybody issue. And why wouldn't you want people to be able to show their ID and be able to vote that way? You need your ID to be able to drive on the road, be able to get a library card, to be able to rent a car. I mean, it's pretty simple here, but for some reason, I can't believe there is still even any kind of pushback for people who wouldn't want to have your ID.
Yeah, well, Lila, here's the other thing too. By the way, Lila is a great comedian, folks, and I've got her wearing her serious news hat right now. We spoke about this prior to the show. I was like, yeah, I kind of do a serious news show, but we could laugh about this. You know, Elizabeth Warren, many of you guys know, she is the, she's one of the most famous Native Americans we've ever had in this country. Elizabeth Warren was grilled by Lindell TV reporter, one of the Lindell TV reporters. And in this conversation, she says that one of her reasons why she can't support this new requirement through the Save America Act is because women who apparently were just so dumb and were unable to change over identifications, change over key pieces of our IDs. She claimed that women who get married are not going to be able to vote, that they're actually going to be left out of the election process, which I think wouldn't be a bad idea. But they're going to be left out of the election process because they need their birth certificates to match their voter IDs or their driver's licenses. And women who get married and change their last names, well, they can't do that. Are women dumb enough are women dumb, we should just say, where we're incapable of being able to go out there and get the proper identification to be able to vote?
I mean, I think it's rather insulting for her to even insinuate that it would be difficult for a woman to do that. If you are smart enough to be able to get married and to change your last name, then why would it be so difficult for you be able to get the proper documentation to vote?
Yeah.
And I think you should be insulted for her to even insinuate that you would be stupid enough to not be able to do it.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. Women voters everywhere will continue to vote for people like Elizabeth Warren, as they always do. It's so frustrating, folks. It really is so frustrating. I sit back and I watch this all, and I'm like, they were doing this to minorities originally, too, right? They were all talking about black voters. No, black voters can't get IDs. Come on, guys. And then they go after Donald Trump, and I'll play a clip later, too, in the show. Donald Trump's a racist because he's requiring voter ID. And when that didn't work out, because obviously black Americans do have driver's licenses. In fact, you need an ID to walk around this country. When that didn't work out, now they're shifting to women, and I'm getting angry at this because I'm like, listen, I've made some bad decisions in life for sure, but I'm not dumb enough, or I'm not dumb, I should say, to not be able to obtain the right proper identification to go out and vote. And I, when I lived in New York too, I'd always try to hand them my driver's license, but they never really cared to take it to prove I am who I am. So it's just one of those things. And also keep in mind too, I was going to vote once in New York, and because they have like a piece of paper, I mean, they're very old school. They had a piece of paper. And they tried having me, they were writing stuff down on it, my line. And then when she handed it to me to initial, I looked and she picked the wrong person. It wasn't me. And so I would have been initialing for someone else who probably would have went there to vote and wasn't going to be able to vote because of it. These people, and that's human error. And I get that. It was a female though. So maybe she was just dumb enough not to be able to do it, but it's a human error. And I totally understand that. But we need to be realistic here in this fight. And it, being someone who moved to Florida and I was voting in Florida, they do check your driver's license. They do look. They do make sure that your signature matches, and they're very strict about it. So like that's a great place. It's also very low on the list of places where voter fraud does happen. It still happens, but it's very low for that reason alone. I kind of want to shift gears though. You know, you and I have something in common, and it's the right decision. We made the right decision when it came to the pandemic to not get those COVID vaccines. Now, they claim they're vaccines, but obviously it's gene therapeutics where they're altering your DNA and they're killing Americans and people all around the world. We now know just that, but that was a conspiracy theory back in the day. I was one of the many Americans who decided not to participate in this experiment, which resulted in me getting pushed out of Fox Corp. Now, this is my actual 4-year anniversary of leaving Fox. I put up a picture over the, well, I guess it was on Monday, of my staff ID. And I kind of reflected on it, you know, and we'll get to your story, too, because you were in the same boat as me. Fox Corp waited until I moved because working remotely. They waited until I moved directly back to New York City to work for them. And they tried going after me for my relocation fee. They were threatening to try to recoup that $5,000 they gave me, put me in $20,000 with debt by just rejecting complying with the New York City private sector vaccine mandate, which was illegal. They knew it. There was no penalties. They didn't care. There wasn't an agency assigned to carry out with this BS mandate, but they didn't care. They went after me. It's all in emails. It's very clear and easy to prove. They never disputed it. But it's been 4 years for me. But I'm not alone in this battle. You and I are COVID jab fighters. We pushed back. We didn't comply, and we were retaliated against. But you have your own story, so let's reflect on that.
Well,
that's a big
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for your bravery and being actually one of the few people who was brave enough to speak out against it in the early days of this. Because you know it's easy now that we're in 2026 for people. I meet people all the time who say that they regret getting the vaccine and they only got it because their job made them do it or they wanted to travel. And now in 2026, people can say that, hey, and maybe it wasn't a good idea. But back then in 2021, 2022, when they were really pushing it, if you spoke out against this, I mean, you were really demonized. And that's exactly what happened to me. I first was suspicious in 2020 when they had everybody wearing their masks everywhere. I mean, you know, they said 2 weeks to slow the spread. Mm-hmm. And the first 2 weeks, you know, we didn't have much information. So I did what was told, wear the mask, stay inside. But after about 2 weeks of this is when I was like, my alert bells in my head went off. And I was like, this doesn't seem right. It feels like a compliance issue where they're really just pushing us to wear these masks and kind of see who's going to listen and who's not going to. And I was in Los Angeles at the time, and you know, I decided I wasn't going to wear my mask at the grocery store. I was just going to be brave and not do it. But people would get angry back then and point at you and be like, "You're killing people," you know. And I think, like I said, it's easy now for some people to forget, but we need to remember that it was so important to speak up against this. I did not get the COVID vaccine because number one, I didn't want to. Okay. And number two, I already knew that it wasn't good. It wasn't going to be good for me. But I moved to Texas because here at least we have a little bit more voice to speak. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back then it was really hard to talk about these things. But God rewards bravery. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful that I did speak up.
Yeah, there were a lot of people at Fox who cut me off when all this went down. People who I would book constantly on shows. I was a producer. I wasn't on air. I was producing. And they didn't want to talk to me anymore. They were individuals who then quickly unfollowed me on social media platforms because they didn't want an association with me. Because everyone was afraid. Everyone was so afraid. Not for a virus that they probably already had immunity to because they already probably had it in their system. But they were afraid of being targeted by executives. And a lot of them abandoned me. So that's why I'm very loyal to those who were loyal to me. I've said those stories before. But when it came to the mask, this was the part to me that was so crazy. Because I had lived in Florida remotely again. So they had brought me back up to New York under the impression that I was going to eventually, once the slot opened up, go work on Tucker Carlson's show. So obviously, as a young producer, like, that is peak for your career. And so I would walk off the face of the earth if they were to tell me what I could do for that, except get the jab. That was my red line there. And so I didn't do that. But, you know, you and I were talking yesterday about this. And it's interesting because when we were talking about this, you had mentioned a really touching story about an elderly man who was in a store and you and your husband were there and you weren't wearing masks. And he went up to you guys and asked you questions. Tell our audience about that story.
So this was in a Trader Joe's and me and my husband were not wearing our mask. And this elderly man approached us. He had his mask on and he said, "We don't have to wear these." And I was like, "No, you don't have to." And he took off the mask and he had tears in his eyes when he did this. And to me, it's so emotional because it's like he saw two other people who were brave enough to do it. And it gave him the courage to take his mask off.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's so important to speak up because you do not know who you might be encouraging. And even though at the time that I went through losing so many friends, you know, I'm so glad that I spoke up when I did because I got a lot of messages from people who thanked me, mm-hmm. you know. And again, I think the worst part about the COVID situation for me personally as a stand-up comedian is finding out that a lot of people did not believe in the COVID vaccine, but went along with it and had fake vaccine passports. Okay. And I know this is a real thing because I went to the Comedy Store on Sunset and I was denied access to enter the Comedy Store because I did not have my vaccine passport with me. Although I had medical documentation from my doctor stating that I was advised not to take this vaccine. And I also had a negative COVID test. First of all, the fact that I even had to carry that in my bag was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And when I showed this paperwork to the managers at the Comedy Store, they said, "Lila, we can take this paperwork from you. We'll scan it. And then in 3 days, you could come back in here." And I was like, first of all, I'm not going to give you my paperwork. I don't want you to have copies of this. And as I was getting kicked out to leave, the security guard said to me, "Lila, you should have just shown us a fake vaccine passport and we would have let you in." Mm. So that right there told me, oh, you all know that this is BS. There's so many other people who don't believe in this, but they're going along with it. And think about how many, if those people would have been brave enough to speak, it would have saved a lot more lives.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. If we all would have been as bold as we were back then, it would have never happened. I mean, so many people would have been saved from all of this. And it's not an over-exaggeration. There's somebody who I deeply, deeply love who was, you know, going back and forth to keep their job, whether or not they were going to get vaccinated. And I was saying, hey, listen, Dr. Naomi Wolf just released thousands of pages regarding the studies that were done by Pfizer. They actually had to sue to get this. I think it was like 55,000 pages. And in it, it was talking detail extensively about the seizures it was causing. And this person quietly went and still got it done. And the long-term health effects that took place after that were devastating. And it's just so heartbreaking that so many Americans, you know, didn't jump on board. We could win this fight if we were all on the same team. If we were all going out there and just saying, you know what? We're going to fight this battle together. Lila, I want to thank you for being here. You've been an incredible fighter in all of this. And for our audience at home, again, you can head on over to band.video to see her full film about election fraud. It's American History of Voter Fraud. It is an incredible one. You can also give her a follow on X as well. Love, Lila Hart. Lila, thank you for being here. Thank you for coming to Austin.
Thank you so much for having me. And I just want to say this to the audience out there. Be brave, be bold, speak out, because the awakening is happening and people are waking up now. And although we wish that people had woken up sooner, thank God that people are waking up. Do not be afraid to use your voice and to speak, because you could be inspiring people around you.
Absolutely, they can. All right, folks, I want to play a clip. This clip is a report that just came out from Savannah Hernandez herself. Let's take a listen to her latest report in clip 6.
This is Savannah Hernandez in Columbus, Ohio, because you've heard of daycare fraud, but have you heard about fraud in the trucking industry? Well, if you haven't, I'm currently at this location because apparently 32 trucking companies have been registered to this exact same address. Now, 16 of those companies are since inactive, but 16 of them are still active. And for those of you who might not be familiar with the way the DOT works, the Department of Transportation issues one DOT number to one individual trucking company. Now, the address of this is important because this is where all of the employees for said company come to work. It's where all of the records are kept. So if the DOT wanted to come and conduct an audit of said company, this is the location that they would come to. However, when we went inside, we did not see 16 trucking companies listed. Again, if the DOT wanted to, this is where there should be employees and records for 16 separate trucking companies. Now, 32 have been listed here in total, and one of those jumped out to us because their LLC address was different from their DOT address. Now, think of the DOT address like their office space, whereas the LLC address could be their headquarters, so not out of the norm. However, when we followed that LLC address, the headquarters didn't lead us to a trucking company, but to a home healthcare company. Now, apparently, this is the headquarters for that trucking company that was tied to the residential office address. An interesting thing about this company, back in 2020, they got a PPP loan for over $152,000. Now, this loan has since been forgiven, but something to note, the industry that the loan was listed under was home and garden equipment maintenance and repair, not trucking or home healthcare. Now, this also used to be a trucking company, and listed over here is Five Star Trucking. Now, this is a company that apparently had 25 semi-trucks tied to it, and it was sharing the address as this home healthcare company at one period of time. They have since been made inactive. They've had their authority revoked from the DOT, but at one point, this was both a home healthcare center and a different trucking company from that first one that we discussed. And if that isn't confusing enough for you, I followed the LLC address for the Ameristar Home Healthcare Company, and it led us to a residential address, a home valued at over $500,000. And tied to that address is not only this LLC, but also the LLC for a real estate company and another trucking company. Now, I wanted to come to this location and highlight the discrepancies that we are seeing in the trucking industry, and I actually have a long form documentary coming out about everything that has been taking place. I'm working alongside my friend Danielle, whose family has been in the trucking industry for three generations. She's a data analyst, and she has been scrapping all of the public data from the Department of Transportation about these various companies, all of the trucking companies. You in some cases have hundreds of them that are tied to one address, or instances like this where you have a trucking company tied to a home healthcare company that are getting PPP loans that have since been forgiven. So we're going to be putting that out. Stay tuned for it, because we are in Ohio. This is one of 10 addresses that Danielle gave to me. And again, very interesting angle here, which is why I wanted to highlight it. But we have 9 more addresses to go. And on top of that, this isn't just happening in Ohio. It's happening in New York. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in California. So we're going to be highlighting how broad this is and answering the very important question, how are illegal immigrants driving 18-wheelers? How are non-English speaking migrants getting CDL licenses and driving on our streets? We're going to be answering all of that and get to the core of how the trucking industry has gotten to the place where it is today. So stay tuned for that.
Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow.
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain. Okay. So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing methylene blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our methylene blue. Our methylene blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary, it's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm not Alex Jones. No, he hasn't transitioned. I'm Brian Morello, host of the American Journal, and we are digging into the truth, digging into a lot of truth. So many people have tried to cover up so many crimes in this country, corrupt individuals, deep state operatives. You all know them, and we're exposing just that. So gear up. Also, folks, Alex Jones will be making an appearance on the Alex Jones Show as well in just a bit. So in case you don't like me, you better stay put because he's going to be here in just a little bit. But there's a lot that I want to discuss with you, specifically, though, going on here in the United States. We just got our very first... he's not a refugee. I was going to joke about it. It was a bad joke. Tommy Robinson is here in the United States right now. And this is big news. Big, big news. Tommy Robinson took to X earlier today and announced his arrival. Take a look at this video that you see on your screen right now. They let him in. Tommy Robinson is someone who I dearly, dearly respect. He is an incredible independent journalist exposing those... well, the Muslim invaders who have taken over the UK and are going around raping their women and children. As many of you guys know, if you go after them, well, they go after you. They go after you. And they've done just that. So Tommy Robinson's here right now in the United States. No word as to what he's specifically doing, but it looks like he's in D.C. right now. And maybe he'll be making a trip to Texas very soon, one would hope. But Tommy Robinson... made it to the United States. I know in the past there's been some issues, so it was good to see that they've allowed him in. And we'll keep our eye on that guy. We'll keep our eye on him. Folks, I don't know if you saw it earlier today, the president. Well, he celebrated and had a gathering of his Board of Peace. Obviously, this includes several world leaders. Not a lot of them won't actually jump on board. The Vatican is not even jumping in. They were given an invitation. They don't want to come to the Board of Peace. I do love peace, but is this really peace? I don't really know. Because Jared Kushner is involved. And I'm not a Jared Kushner fan. In fact, I thought that they weren't going to be involved. That's what the commitment... because I didn't think they were actually going to live it through. But I thought that the Kushner family was going to stay far out of the political world. That was what we were told. So there's that. But the Board of Peace is happening, and the president announced... that the United States will commit $10 billion to his Board of Peace. That's not his personal money. That's our money. Yeah, not ideal. Not ideal. As many of you guys know, too, this is going to be used to rebuild Gaza. Yeah, I don't think that's a good use of our money. Folks, we have cities that are literally crumbling here in the United States. How about we reshift those funds? And invest in ourselves. Invest in ourselves. That would be the America First MAGA way. So although it sounds good, and we do want world peace, we also don't want those greedy individuals getting their sticky little hands all over those funds. I don't think you're ever going to rebuild Gaza. There's no desire by the people there. But also, I mean, have Israel pay for it. This shouldn't be our thing. Folks, let's bring things back to Texas. There's a whole bunch of drama that's going on right now in Texas, in case you didn't know. Tony Gonzalez is obviously he's a congressman, but he works here in Texas. And something wild happened. It's been a couple of months now since this all went down. Something wild happened. One of his staffers lit herself on fire inside of her backyard of her home, and she died. Now, when that story happened, the rest of us who read the details thought, what a horrific, horrific way to go. But no one really knew why, and, well, rumors started to circulate. A lot of individuals accused Tony Gonzalez of having an affair with that staffer. Now, Gonzalez denied those claims, and then all of a sudden, the story kind of died out. Well, text messages live forever, and that's exactly what's happening right now. And I know Tony thought he was going to get away with this, but it doesn't look to be the case. Again, he denies these claims, but all of a sudden now that these text messages are coming out, he's not denying it as much as he was before. Tony Gonzalez now has a lot of mess that he needs to answer for. As you see here on your screen right now, this was allegedly a message that was sent by that young staffer who took her own life, admitting openly, I had an affair with our boss, and I'm fine. You will be fine. Now, that's her words, according to sources, the report that came out. That is the woman who killed herself. She was married as well. So is Tony, has 6 kids, I think, with his current wife. But now the woman, the staffer, her husband's speaking out. And her husband has had enough of Tony. And he's saying, Tony Gonzalez is a liar. Those are accusations he's currently making right now. So let's read through the reports. The husband of this staffer is saying that, well, he found out that the congressman was sleeping with his staffer after he noticed that his wife was texting the congressman. When she handed over her phone for her husband to look at it, she apparently told her husband, "You're not going to like what you're about to see." This is according to the husband. Again, this is what his perspective is on this whole issue. When he went through her phone, he realized the text messages between the pair were very sexual in nature. That's his quote. He accused, and he's still now publicly accusing Gonzalez of actually having an affair with his wife. He claims that it happened for at least 2 weeks. Now, again, folks, he denied this initially. The Daily Mail has been very aggressive on all of this, and they have been reporting exclusive details from the very beginning. And now they provided, Gonzalez provided the Daily Mail with a statement, and he's distancing himself. Now it's a political hit job, of course. It's all politics, and he's just the victim. Rather than, you know, you did cheat, you cheat on your wife, you may have destroyed the life of this woman, this staffer. You may have abused your power. That's according to the husband claiming that he abused his power as the congressman leading that office. But Tony's hoping that you're not paying attention to this. In fact, and this is the part that will get you fired up, because the president actually endorsed Tony Gonzalez while these accusations were floating out there publicly, very publicly. The Daily Mail has been putting out little bits and pieces, but now this is a nuke that's going off, because now we have physical text messages to show us what was happening behind the scenes. Now, obviously, folks, timeline, yeah, we're very close to the election. Here in Texas, early voting started, and that's when all this stuff came out. But Tony Gonzalez, if you live in Texas or you know people who live in his district, they've never really liked the guy. A lot of people that I know have told me they think that he sold them out. Those are accusations again. But as a member of Congress, you should, well, they're politicians, you should have a certain level of professionalism. You know, not sleeping with your staffers would probably qualify for that. And so it's quite clear right now that he's got himself into a really, really bad situation. Now, it's devastating to hear that this woman killed herself over all of this, and the way that she passed away is absolutely awful. But the fact that this man's not taking any type of accountability for all of this, you can't have people like this representing you in Washington, D.C. Why? Because they're morally corrupt. Morally corrupt. If these accusations are true, he needs to be tossed out. And the fact that these accusations were being made and the president still provided him with an endorsement is quite frustrating. It's not just that endorsement, too. We've been covering it all. There's so many people who get endorsements from the president, and it just doesn't make sense because they go against the MAGA agenda. Maria Salzer, another one in Florida. That was a recent endorsement just a few days ago. He backed her. Now, I went after her office because I found out that she was going to be going and attending the World Economic Forum in Davos. This was maybe, what, two years ago? And when I asked, are you going to hold these people accountable? Are you going to the WEF to apply pressure? She didn't want to say that because now these are her people. These are her people. And so she went there and didn't push back. And what are the results of all that? Well, she's obviously back here in the United States pushing for mass amnesty. You can't pick on the gardeners. You can't pick on her nannies. No, those people need to stay. Those people need to stay. And obviously, after making outrageous claims like that, it's kind of weird that the president then went back and endorsed her. It's not just that. It's people like Mike Lawler, a spineless New York Republican who always finds himself on the wrong side of an issue. The president likes him too. And there's been several of those. I believe even Corey Mills got an endorsement. Corey Mills, another one. Again, personal life. I don't like to weigh in on personal lives. As long as it's, you know, has nothing to do with politically. But, you know, he is accused of, the Blaze was doing extensive reporting in regards to him. And, you know, they claimed that he had extreme ties to Islam. It was quite confusing considering he's a Christian. But obviously, there's a lot of questionable business dealings, which again makes sense to question publicly. The multiple girlfriends angle, I won't even brush upon that. But there's a lot of issues with these candidates that keep getting endorsements, and it's fair to call it out. It's fair to just say, hey, what are we doing here? You see, because we always say when there's someone who's not doing something that they should be doing, we should just primary them. But there are so many great patriots out there right now trying to run for office, and they can't because, well, they're being penalized because the president's endorsing corrupt rhino Republicans rather than people who should be elevated, people who would fight for things that you and I believe in. And that's the problem here. And let me just speak from experience because I know you guys don't hear me overpronunciating my vowels. I actually took dictation classes. That's the reason why I can't speak English these days, because I'm always overthinking. But as a former New Yorker, I was going to run for office in New York. I was going to run for the New York State Senate. And I made my way around. There were supposed to be three GOP chair persons, because they're both women and men, I was supposed to meet with. And guess what happened? One of them told me that I have to hire people that they throw my way. And I said, okay, yeah, what are their names? And I haven't heard of them. So I was like, okay, so what's their like resume look like? They have a history of winning campaigns? They gave me a list of campaigns that they worked on, but they weren't winning campaigns. And so I said, I kind of want people with experience in winning because I'm not a politician. I'm just trying to help out. And I told them, no, if you want the GOP's endorsement, that's what somebody else told me afterwards. If you want the GOP's endorsements, who worked in the political space, you got to take my candidates. You got to take that candidates. You got to take my recommendations. And so I didn't get very far. In fact, we never launched that campaign. And it's probably why I still have my sanity. But folks, that was it. This is what goes on a local level. And as many of you guys know, I have Mel Kay on all the time. She's the author of the book, Americans Anonymous, which tries to walk you through the easy ways that you could become involved locally in your government. And it's a great read because I've seen it firsthand. Trying to get through and maneuver around these local GOPs, the chairman, not ideal. It's actually a struggle. But if you're tired of these rhino candidates, these corrupt candidates, getting endorsements, getting backed, we've got to hold at a local level these GOP chairmen accountable, even the Conservative Party too. They're only getting away with it because we allow them to get away with it. We applied pressure for the Epstein files to be publicly released. It was a campaign promise laid out. We weren't getting it. And thanks to two congressmen who pushed it forward, we got the legislation rolling. It applied pressure on the White House. They were forced to sign it. And bam, now you have 3.2 million documents making their way onto the web. Obviously, it's not perfect. But a win's a win, because it wasn't coming out from any other administration, that's for sure. And so you at home play a very important role in all of this. And so while we sit here and cover, obviously, both the good, the bad, you have to get involved. You have to get involved. That's one of the most important things that you could do as an American, is showing your face and making sure that these people don't hold this country hostage with their bad politics, obviously. Ah, Thomas Massie. Editing the arrest. By the way, if you don't follow me on X, it's at Brianna Morello, and you're missing out big time, because every day I tell you what, you know, the date is, and I also tell you there's been no arrest. This doesn't count as an arrest because it wasn't done in the United States. But Thomas Massie, a win is a win, my friend. You got at least one arrest on the books for the Epstein files, although it's not here in the United States, and it just happens to be the country that has been, for decades now, has been covering for the Muslim rapists that they let in. How embarrassing is that? That a country that is known for allowing invaders in, who have declared holy war and are going around raping girls and boys and women, that country is actually fighting harder than we are here in the United States to hold those accountable who were hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein and raping children. And it's even worse than just raping children, as if that wasn't even a thing. We're talking about the demons that decided to go around, and now it looks like the conspiracy has yet been proven right yet again. We're going around torturing children. I'll never forget the multiple layers of these Epstein files, but folks, when you read the details, it's rage bait. Because to sit here and to pretend, like our DOJ is doing right now, to pretend like after dumping 3.2 million documents onto the internet that you can't find a single crime here, that Ghislaine Maxwell is just smuggling children to no one. Oh yeah, just her and Jeffrey Epstein committing crimes. Nobody else. Nobody else. Many of them say, well, this is statute of limitations up. Okay, well, we have a public opinion here in this country, and we'd like to know some names. It's hard for me to believe that the man who obviously was taking several pictures of horrific acts, one of those images, I'll spare you of the specific details, but one of the still images, which is being cited, again, it's redacted, given how graphic it is, but it includes a girl who's underage, and she's tied down to a bed, and she's being violently sexually abused, where blood is coming out of you know what. And we have the image, but you're telling me that you can't figure out who the men were who were doing the abuse to her? Folks, the cover-up is just as bad as those who were out there raping children, sacrificing children. I'm done with the cowards saying, oh, we have to move on from this. No, we don't. No, we don't. You're a coward if that's your opinion. You're a coward. These people need to be dragged off and executed after, obviously, a fair trial. We cannot allow this to continue to happen. Accountability needs to come, and I'm talking about public accountability. I'm talking about find the highest tree in the country and hang them. The fact that we still haven't passed legislation on a federal level that forces prosecutors, federal prosecutors, to implement the death penalty for those who hurt children, we're an absolute disgrace of a country. It's the one thing both sides should be able to agree on voter-wise, at least. Those who hurt children, those who target children, should be executed because we should not be forced to share air with these people. The images coming out, obviously, from the Epstein files, and I've gone through some of them. There's a lot of pornography. But I don't care. I want to know who those men were. I want to know who those men were. And screw the DOJ for what they did, for releasing that long list of people who have absolutely nothing to do with the Epstein files, just to do what the CIA does best, and cause chaos and confusion. Because now they're just inserting random people's names who had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, and it's just a big F you for demanding accountability, for criticizing us. There is a way to go about all of this, and I'm an expert when it comes to crisis management, and This wasn't it. Going after, and they're still doing this to this day right now. I see Todd Blanchard's Twitter account going after people being critical of him. And yes, you could sit there and correct people, right? Like if a congressman is out there saying things that are false and you know that they're false, then yes, definitely correct them. But the personal, I'm so over it. Because right now it looks like that we have people in this administration covering up for pedophiles. And I know that President Trump is nowhere near the bad side of any of this. But when I sit here and I listen to the response from the White House, DOJ, people that I voted for, I can't back this stuff. I can't sit here and pretend like we're on the right side of all of this. Pedophilia is my red line. And I know at home for you all, it is the same thing for you. I could defend the administration on a lot. But this I can't defend anyone on. Anyone who finds themselves trying to protect and redact names that they shouldn't be. And again, the DOJ says, you know, they've made some mistakes. But we still don't know who is actually raping children, who is sacrificing children. We still don't know where those bodies are. It's not a conspiracy theory anymore. Anyone who tells you it is low IQ, or they are a part of the cover-up. Either or. Are you an idiot? Are you complicit? Steve Dace is going to be joining the show in just a bit as well. And we're going to sound off because Howard Lutnick is all over the Epstein files. And again, this is the common theme here. We're going to talk about this with Steve. The common theme here is they try to distance themselves from the Epstein files, but most importantly, their personal relationships with Jeffrey Epstein. I've seen every person go out there right now, like Bill Gates, Hillary Clinton. They're all just saying, oh, we didn't know. Like, we didn't know him. Now, you'd have to be an absolute idiot to believe that narrative because Jeffrey Epstein was well documented. I mean, he saved so much. We've got dozens of emails, dozens, thousands of emails, photos. You know, Bill Clinton's featured in a photo of a hot tub, it looks like, with a girl whose face is redacted. Now, I was told by this administration that redactions were for victims. So who the hell is in a hot tub with Bill Clinton, and we can't answer, we can't ask that question at all? We can't get any answers to that question? Oh, Bill, you just, when you're not home with your wife, you just happen to be in a hot tub with a, what appears to be, in my opinion, a very young girl. Now, again, face redacted, can't tell you that 100%, but I can tell you it's quite suspicious. What do I think about all of this? I think, and you don't even say, and this isn't to be vile, but where is the, I don't see any hands here. I don't see the girl's arms. I don't see her hands. Now, again, that's just going to be speculation because unfortunately the DOJ won't give us answers. Now, again, Bill Clinton will continue to deny it, but I believe he also denied having an affair with Monica Lewinsky. So bear with me. I might not trust that man. And then you have President Trump going out there and saying, Bill's a good guy. I hate to see him get wrapped up in all of this. It's a head scratcher at this point. All right, folks, we've got a jam-packed program for you still happening. Like I mentioned, also, Alex will be back very, very soon. He's got something he wants to sound off on, and it's going to be quite the enlightening discussion. So make sure you stay put. Also, we'll be joined by Hunter Gaylor as well. Got to break down the latest regarding our economy issues. A lot happening there, especially with affordability and housing. This was an issue that Mark Mitchell was trying to push over at the White House, and thankfully now it looks like they were listening. Also, Steve Dace will be joining the program as well. Plus, I've got a lot to break down. The Taliban, well, they just legalized assaulting women and children. I'll bring you the latest report on that. Buckle up. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. If you support our work here at InfoWars, this is the best way to go about doing just that. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Why? Well, first off, whenever you make a purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you will get a free hat. But most importantly, you're going to enter to possibly win one or both of these sick rides. Right now, we're giving away a Ford Mustang, and we're also giving away a Ford F-250. So if you're interested in any of these, and I don't know why you wouldn't be, you got to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. It also comes with $20,000 in cash if you win. And the best part is every time you spend a dollar at the shop, well, you get 100 times the entries. And again, this is going to last only for a couple more hours. It's happening right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't shut up about this. In fact, Lila was here. We were hanging out last night and I brought those energy shots with me and gave her one. And I said, hey, what'd you think of it? And she loves it. So you got to go head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com and try them out. I actually am like the saleswoman for these things, and I'm just giving these away because I know that these are amazing. It's over at thealexjonesstore.com. No caffeine, no jitters, and it's energy that will last throughout the day. It's a healthier solution. Head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you snag that before it's too late.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it. And like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS, Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones